We'll preview the show of shows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. As we go to press, we're only 2 weeks away from the show of shows, otherwise known as the Dayton Hamvention, which will be held May 17th through the 19th in the Hara Arena in suburban Dayton, Ohio. So what makes the Hamvention the largest radio event worldwide? Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, posed that question in his very recent interview with awards chair and spokesman for the 2013 Hamvention, Michael Calter, W8CI.
The Dayton Hamvention is probably the amateur radio event in the world. People from all over the world come to this. Last year we had right around 25,000 people attend. If you want to see everything and attend everything, I don't know that that's possible. But in the May 17th through the 19th time period this year, there is so much to see. As a matter of fact, the flea market is huge. And you just can't fathom. It takes probably a good day to walk the whole thing to see everything outside, let alone all the buildings that we have inside and all the exhibits. And then we have just a tremendous amount of forums, and there's a lot of people that come and have evening activities all throughout the Dayton area, different clubs, different amateur radio focuses. Our theme this year, DX Hamvention, seemed to resonate with us because in order to have good DX and to make contact, you reach out to the world. And so that's literally what Hamvention is trying to do. We reach out to the world and bring amateur radio operators in throughout the whole world.
Let's start with the flea market. How many spaces are there, and are there any left as we speak 2 weeks before the Hamvention?
There are still a few spaces left, and you would have to get online and check to see if you could still get a space. But there are literally hundreds of spaces. I don't know the exact amount, but it is a tremendous amount of spaces in the flea market. If you've waited this long, I mean, you may still be able to get a space, but you don't want to wait much longer if you do not have a space yet. And all the information is at hamvention.org to get a space.
I would imagine you could find literally any piece of radio gear you'd want to find in this flea market, especially radio collectors.
Well, that's absolutely true. There are many vintage radios that come in. People send me a lot of pictures of Hamvention, and it was amazing to me the radios that were in the flea market. Just beautiful, gorgeous radios. And it's probably the biggest collection you'll ever see in one place of vintage radios. I'd say a large number of them are for sale as well. And when we talk about buying things, you know, the old adage is if you can't find it at Dayton, they probably, it's never been made. You know, that's where you can find the hard to find things is in Dayton.
Speaking of radios, I know there is a special event station that operates during the Hamvention.
We will have a special event station. It'll be inside the arena, probably not far from the ARRL area. And anybody can get on the air and try their hand. All the frequencies, information about the special event station will be found on our website.
Let's go inside the Hara Arena, which is where you have the majority, I would say, of your commercial vendors. While there are some out in the flea market, you have hundreds indoors.
We have more vendors inside this year than we've ever had. And last year was a big year, so we are nearly sold out inside. It appears that it's going to be another great year inside. Hard to keep up with all the folks that are coming. But, you know, that's part of the surprise of Dayton Hap is that a new vendor comes in and you go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know about these people. You can find some new and interesting radio gear.
What I really like about the Hamvention when it comes to your major and maybe not so major ham radio manufacturers, the fact that Yaesu, Alinco, ICOM, Kenwood there, you can go to any of these manufacturers to their booths, learn about the radio equipment. You cannot buy it from the manufacturer. They want you to go to any of maybe a handful of their distributors.
Yeah, I think that the good thing, Hap, is that they concentrate on making sure that amateur radio operators get all the technical advice and technical information that they need to make a good decision on what kind of amateur radio gear they want to buy. It's so nice to have that, whereas then you go to the different dealers and you can just concentrate on purchasing it there.
Incidentally, Rain will be hanging out in booth 329 with the Amateur Radio Newsline and the 160-meter Gateway Radio Newsletter. So we hope that you folks will come by and say hello.
One of the big things this year is the Homeland Security is going to be involved with us. They approached us last year, and they are going to have a special emergency training this year, and that's right on the very front page of how to get involved in that. And I think you can get your different certificates on that, the 100B through the 800B certificate. That's a new thing for this year. And that's received a fair amount of media coverage as well. So we're excited to be providing that as well. There's also a one-day technician class amateur radio license course. We don't sponsor that, but it will be at the arena. We've heard a lot of good things about that. We're looking at another balloon launch this year.
You're listening to the annual Rain preview of the Dayton Hamvention with its awards chair and spokesman, Michael Coulter, WHCI. We'll resume Hap Holly's conversation with Michael after I remind you that the Radio Amateur Information Network, RAIN, Amateur Radio Newsline, and the 160-meter Gateway Radio Newsletter will be loitering in booth 329 at the Hamvention. Stop by and be interviewed about your ham radio roots for the Rain Report. We'll be right back.
Of course, this year we'll have a lot of interesting forums. We'll have forums from the Tapper Digital Forums, Homeland Security, QRP folks, Radio Society of Great Britain, APRS, Kit Building, and they're going to have Balloon Forum, and Ham Nation is going to have a forum. There'll be antenna forums and using amateur radio in the classroom. We have the Youth Forum, AMSAT will have a forum, Ham Radio Town Meeting. Of course, FCC will be there talking about amateur radio enforcement. We'll have SSTV, the ARRL Laboratory, Fast Scan, Amateur Radio Television, in other words, ATV will be there, Bicycle Mobile, DXing. Those are just to name a few of the forums that are going on. We get a lot of questions about forums and how important forums are to amateur radio. And a lot of people just love to mix their day with sit down, watch a forum, and learn something. All that information can be found at our website, www.hamvention.org.
I'm always excited about the forums because the presentations from those forums make up the bulk of the programming for the Rain Report. Let's get into something a little bit more mundane, like transportation. What is the bus situation this year for those who've never been to the Hamvention?
One of the things that we've tried to accomplish this year, you know, improve upon on one of the sections on our website is our travel and accommodations, how to maneuver and how to travel around the Dayton region. All that is listed. We have hotel, motel information, camping, air travel, loading passes. We can rent a scooter, car rental information, as well as the bus service and pass information. You can get a 3-day Hamvention bus pass, and that's $8 for the 3 days. And the parking is at Salem Mall, and it's just a short run right down the Hare Arena. It drops you off right at the main door. On Friday, the first participants will be brought down at 8 a.m. and then at 7 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. And they can ride the buses unlimited throughout the whole weekend.
That bus setup really works well if you don't want to have to hassle with parking at the Hamvention, which is a challenge. You can park at the Salem Mall and take the buses, and they're comfortable. It's a heck of a good way, and $8 for the weekend is a real steal. How many trips back and forth you can make to and from the Hamvention. You mentioned about accommodations being listed on www.hamvention.org. I would imagine that rooms are getting to be few and far between, unless you really go out 20, 30 miles.
Yeah, that's true, but there are still rooms to be had. Our website it doesn't tell you which places are filled up. On the website now, we have all the hotels, motels listed. If you get on there now, you can, you know, get onto their website and look at it. We have some nice detailed maps. And even for local traffic conditions, there's a website that you can click onto from there to look at the current traffic conditions. Very detailed directions of how to get there, all on the website. Of course, we'll have talk-in again this year, as we always have. But yeah, I wouldn't wait too much longer to get a room if you don't have one yet. 146.940.
Carrier access, correct?
Yes. We have somebody on that from early in the morning till very late in the evening. Those guys can help you with almost anything. They have a lot of good information, and they'll keep you up to date on the best ways to get in and out of Hera or wherever you're going to, if you're going back to a hotel or trying to find that place to eat. We even have gas price information on our website, so you can get updated on that.
This concludes part one of Hap Holly KC9RP's two-part rain preview of the Show of Shows, the 2013 Dayton Hamvention, just days away, May 17th through the 19th in Trotwood, Ohio. We'll see you in booth 329 at the Hamvention. Hap will conclude his conversation with awards chair and Hamvention spokesman Michael Coulter, WHCI, next week. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2013 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for everybody connected with the Rain Report, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.